Bob, can you share some ways that we can control our ego? I mean, how we can be really conscious when we're interacting with other people about almost, I mean, not necessarily removing that ego filter, but just being conscious about it.
Yeah, well, the ego itself is simply the I. It's that part of ourselves that understands and realizes that we are a unique individual separate from all other individuals. Now, that sounds almost a little politically incorrect to say that these days because, you know, individuality has been castigated in a way. And you know, people want to say, no, we're all part of the, you know, the big – and, hey, you know, great books such as Think and Grow Rich classics taught about the universal consciousness that we could draw from. And quantum physics, of course, talks about that plane, that the, you know, the and the atoms and vibrating and they're connected. And I don't disagree with any of that. In fact, I think it's probably very true. But that doesn't contradict in any way, shape, or form the fact that as in our earthly existence as human beings, we are individuals. We live as individuals as well. We each have our own sense of happiness, what we value in terms of our happiness, and we pursue happiness. And as long as we don't infringe upon the right of any other individual or society, we can then we have the right to pursue happiness as however we feel is correct. So ego is that I, it's that individuality that we have. The ego is also very powerful in terms of when we're in control of our ego, we can utilize it to create great things that bring a lot of value both to ourselves and to the world. It's when the ego is in control of us, just like our emotions. You know, when the ego is controlling us, now we're working within a context that's very often counterproductive, that doesn't serve anyone, ourselves or anyone else. That's when, rather than being logical, our ego is causing us to do things that we normally wouldn't do, whether it's, you know, want more of the credit or have to have the credit or not let it get done correctly because, you know, it's not our department or, you know, all the things that ego that we see happening can really hurt. So, you know, if we are acting out of an ego base, well, that's not a great way to be. And we need to maintain that kind of consciousness. And what we do is we let ourselves, again, in advance, it's always great to practice these things in advance. And if we're feeling in our, you know, whether it's in our gut or in our neck or wherever the source of discomfort is when things just aren't right and we all have those different places, if we're feeling it, that there's something wrong. We don't feel good about it and we feel uncomfortable with it. There's a good chance we're acting out of an ego base.